Today's Shiur is Masechta Svachim, Daf Chav Ches. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Chav Zayin on the base at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the mid. Sok the Mishnah Hashachar says, Avak somebody shechs the carbon, Lizruk Dama Bechutz, with the intention of doing Zrika Saddam outside of the Azara. The Sosamis asks, is this Dafka a Kavana to do Zrika outside on a Mizbeach? That's outside the Azara. But what would be the halacha if he had kavanah to do zrikas adam outside the Azara, but not on a place that's a mizbeach? Is that considered at all an act of zrika because it's not a mizbeach? It's just like pouring blood down somewhere. Or since he had kavanah to do it as an act of zrika, even though it's not on a mizbeach, it will be possible. He also asks similar question. We're going to speak about doing haktaras emurim outside of the mizbeach. What does that mean? That he had in mind to do it at least on some sort of a mizbeach, or is it considered, since it wasn't intended to be done on a mizbeach, it's a meaningless machshava? And he says that actually much later in the Masechta on Daf Kuf Ches Amin Aleph, we're going to learn a machlokes tanoim. If somebody does haktara, burning of the kachim outside of the azara, that is chayif karis. What does that mean, that is chayif karis? Does it mean that he did it on some sort of a mizbeach, and that's why he's going to be chayif karis? Or even if he didn't do it specifically on a mizbeach outside of the azara, he did it on some sort of a rack, it would still be the same halacha. So suggest the Chassam Sofer, Sfas Emes, that these two machloikis will travel together. And the Mandama data that says he has to do it on some sort of a mizbeach will hold here as well. He has to do it on some sort of a mizbeach. He had to have machshava to do it on some sort of a mizbeach to be considered pigel or not. The Chazanish seems to learn that he has to have kavana to do it on a place that's at least 10 tefachim tall. If he did not have a mind to do it on a spot that's 10 tefachim tall, it's not considered a machshava of doing zrika b'chutz. So again, Hashachar says, I'm with intention lizrik dama b'chutz to do zrika sadam outside the azara, mix as dama b'chutz, or to even just do partial zrika b'chutz, lahakti emurim b'chutz, to burn the emurim chutz lazara, or mix the emurim b'chutz, or at least some of the emurim to be burned on the mizbeach. The emurim are the parts of the carbon that are burnt on the mizbeach. Darach explains why are they called emurim, because emurim is from the word myra. Myra means a leader. The most important part, the parts of the carbon that are put on the mizbeach, are the most important parts of the carbon, and that's why they're called emurim. Tiferes Yisrael explains that the reason they're called emurim, the emurim is from the word amira, to speak. These are the parts of the carbon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us about and said that they should be burnt on the mizbeach. Another pshat that I saw is emurim is from Rosh Amir. The fruit that's on the top of the tree are called the Rosh Amir. And the reason they're called Rosh Amir, because those are the first fruits that are ripened. And here too, because of the heat, they're so close to the sun. Here too, these are the parts of the carbon that are burnt. Even though we just learned in the Mishnah that even if you just had machshava on mixas emrim, on some of the emrim, the carbon is possible, but it has to be at least the amount of a kazayis. If it's less than a kazayis, it's a meaningless machshava. I mix this emra b'chutz, lechel b'sar b'chutz, if you had a mind to eat the meat of the carbon outside of where you're allowed to eat the carbon, a kazayis b'sar b'chutz, or a kazayis of that meat b'chutz, a lechel or kazayis mar ha'alya, or there was an intention to eat a kazayis of the Ora Aliyah, which we're going to spend a considerable amount of time in our shiur today discussing what that Ora Alya means, and b'chutz, outside of the Azara, posel, in all these cases, the carbon is posel, v'ein by karis, but there won't be any karis. Lizrik dama l'malchum, however, because this is what's known as chutz l'mkaymai, and as we're going to be learning in our shiurim, that even though chutz l'mkaymai is, even though chutz l'mkaymai is posel, there is no chiyuv karis for eating a carbon that's chutz l'mkaymai. But now we begin learning about chutz l'zmanoi, lizrik dama l'malchum, where there was an intention to do Zrikas Dam tomorrow, which is always, one may never do Zrikas Dam the next day, or Mixas Dam al-Machar, or to do Zrikas Dam on some of the blood tomorrow, Lak Dem Emurav al-Machar, to do the Haktaris Emrim tomorrow, or Mixas Emurav al-Machar, or to burn some of the Emrim after the right time, Lech al-Basari al-Machar, or to eat the meat tomorrow, and Rashi points out that when we speak about lechel b'sar l'machol, where there was an intention to eat the carbon tomorrow, Rashi explains that the Mishnah is not speaking about a carbon shlomim, because as we know, the halacha is that a carbon shlomim may be eaten for 2 days and one night. So carbon shlomim may be eaten tomorrow. So when you have a machshava to eat the carbon shlomim tomorrow, that is not considered a machshava. That's an improper machshava. The Mishnah speaking about, says Rashi, kabanas that are eaten for a day and a night. So if the carbon is only allowed to be eaten for a day and a night, a machshava to eat it tomorrow is an improper machshava. Tveras Yisrael explains that the way to explain the word lamachar in our Mishnah doesn't mean specifically tomorrow. What the Mishnah means when it says Lamacher, it means past the time that you're allowed to eat the carbon. The Brisker Rav explains that the Mishnah says kazayis basar lamacher. When you have kavana to eat the kazayis of the meat after the right time, then it doesn't become pigel. He says the way to understand the Mishnah, it's not a shir and achila. Normally, when we think about kazayis, and we think about achila, explains the Brisker Rav, we know that b'kol ha'tarah kula, the sheer achila is always a kazayis. And here, it was less than a kazayis, so it's not considered achila. Explains the Brisker Rav, here it's not to be viewed in that way. Rather, he explains the way to understand that this is a din in pigel, that the halacha pigel is that you have to have a machshava of a kazayis, and less than an improper machshava and a kazayis doesn't become pigel. And he brings a nice raya. He says that if somebody had kavana that two people will eat this kazayis tomorrow or after the right time, so he says it will still be pigel. Now let's think about it. If we're thinking in this in terms of achila, so if there was a kavana that two people are going to eat this kazayis, each individual is only going to eat a half a kazayis. And a half kazayis, we just finished saying, is not considered an achila. But if we say it's a shir and machshava, that the machshava has to be a shir, has to be on a kazayis, and if there wasn't a machshava on a kazayis, it wouldn't be pigel, then it doesn't make a difference how many people he had in mind will eat this kazayis in the wrong time. He had a machshava and a kazayis, and since he had a machshava on a machshava and a kazayis, it became pigel. Alach kazayis me'or alya l'machol, or he had machshava on the or alya, the hide of the tail, pigel. In all these cases, the carbon becomes pigel, but not only does it become pigel, but there's a chiyuv karis. So as we said, the Gemara is now going to focus on the alya, or the or alya that we just spoke. The kabanas were brought from Bokum and Etzoyim. Kvasim v'izim. Kvasim v'izim are, when we speak about Etzoyim, there's kvasim and izim, goats and sheep. The Torah describes, as we mentioned earlier, that there are imurim that are put on the mizbeach. Chalovim, kloyos are the kidneys, yiseres are covered at the flanken, besides by the carbon oila, which of course the carbon oila is completely burnt on the mizbeach. When a carbon comes from the kvasim, there's one more part that's put on the mizbeach, and that is the alya, the tail. As the pasuk says, in kesef hu makriv, v'ikriv mizbeach ha-shlom ish la-shem, chelbo ha-alya tamima. By other animals, even from a goat, for example, the alya is not brought. That the A's, there is no alya. The alya, even though the pasuk said when it spoke about the alya, called it chelboy, there isn't really any chela which is also to be eaten in the alya. And therefore, on a regular animal, one would be able to eat from the alya. The Ramban explains, how do we identify a chelev which may not be eaten versus a chelev which may be eaten? He says, when the fat and the meat are combined, that is shumen, that's fat that might be that may be eaten. When the chelev is a separate layer that can be peeled off from the meat, that is called chelev. By the alya, there is only kosher chelev. And the pasuk says, chelba ha'alya, not to mean, says the Ramban, that the alya is chelev. On the contrary, the chelev and the alya are eaten together. There's one piece. It's considered one piece. And the chelev ha'alya is, now we're going to begin a discussion, what is going to be the halacha regarding the or ha'alya. The or of the alya of the keves, which we said is brought, the alya which is brought in his back, what will be with the or alya? Says the Gemara, Savrua, in the yeshiva they assumed that the or ha'alya, that the or alya is ka'alya dami, it's considered like the alya. And therefore, just like the alya is burnt on the mizbeach, so too is the or alya put on the mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, so if that's the case, that the or ha'alya is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, so if somebody had a machshava on the or alya to eat it mekay mechutzlus manoi, k'mechashim achilas mizbeach la'adam, he's thinking about something that was supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, and his thought is, he's thinking that that the person should eat it. And the question is, does a karmah become possible when you have a machshava to eat something which is supposed to be burnt? Amr Shmuel. So Shmuel says, Hamani, how will we explain our Mishnah? We will explain that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Lezahi. Dama machashvim machilas mizbeach lachilas odom machilas ma'odom mizbeach. Rabbi Lezahi's opinion is that if you had a machshava regarding something that was supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach to be eaten by a person, or vice versa, something that's supposed to be eaten by the person, that it should be eaten by the mizbeach in the wrong time, in the wrong place, it's still considered a machshavas psul. The Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us on Daf Lamed Hayom and Aleph, Hashoich Res Azavach Lechel, if somebody has a kavana when he shecks the carbon to eat chutzlus manel chutzlus mekaymai, dovah she'en dark lechel, something which is not meant to be eaten, lehakter, or to put on the mizbeach, dovah she'en dark lehakter, something which is not putting on the mizbeach, kosher. That's not a machshavas pigel. Rabbi Lezer Paisel, and Rabbi Lezer does hold that it's possible. And again, what this means is that somebody had a mind to eat something and he had a mind to put it on the mizbeach, or vice versa. Tanakama holds it's not pigel, and Rabbi Lezer holds it is. Says the Gemara, but my kimta. So how have we explained that Mishnah? We've explained that our Mishnah follows the binyan of Rabbi Lezer. But ask the Gemara, Amos Sefer, let's look at the Mishnah on Daf Chof Tesam Abayis. The Mishnah says, Kol HaShoychan HaMakav VaMoylech VaZoyrik, Lecha Dovah Shtak Lachal, or Lach the Dovah Shtak Lachter. If somebody had a mind to do any of the steps of bringing a carbon on something meant to be eaten or something meant to be burnt on the Mizbeach, Dovah Shtak Lachal in, So we see that the machshava of achila is only on something which is meant to be eaten. And shein darkoi, but if it's not meant to be eaten, loy, it wouldn't be a machshava that would make the carbon puzzle. That follows the opinion of Rabbanon, that holds something that is not meant to be eaten, is not, and you had a machshav about it, it won't become pigle. So ask the Gemara. So it turns out the Reisha, that the Mishnah we just learned, is following the opinion of Rabbelezer. And the Seifa, the next Mishnah, is following the opinion of Rabbanon, which the Gemara, of course, finds difficult. Amalei, so Shmuel says, indeed, that's the way I'm going to learn. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbelezer, and the next Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbanon. Of Hun Amar, or Aliyah Lav Kal Yidami. The Or Aliyah is not considered like the Or Aliyah. And therefore, somebody has a machshava on the Or Aliyah, so it's something which is meant to be eaten, and he have a machshava to eat it in the wrong time, the wrong place, it'll become pigle or puzzle. Amar Rava, to which Rava explains, my Tamander of Huna. What is Rav Huna's, what's the basis for Rav Huna's explain position? Could the pasuk says v'hikra mezevach hashlam ish l'Hashem chelba alya tamima? The pasuk is teaching us that the chelav of the alya is put on the mizbeach for loya ara alya. The ara alya is not put on the mizbeach; it's meant to be eaten. Rav Chisda has the third interpretation of our Mishnah. Rav Chisda's interpretation is loyalim ara alya ka alya dami. The ara of the alya is considered like the alya. Our Mishnah is speaking about the tail of the goat. The tail of the goat is not put on the Mizbeach, and it's meant to be eaten. And therefore, somebody who had a machshava about eating it improperly will make a pigle, says the Gemara. So we have three distinct explanations of our Mishnah. Rav Eleza holds, Rav Shmuel holds Machash Machila Achila. Rav Huna holds the Or Aliyah Lav Kaliyah, and Rav Chisda explains that the Mishnah is speaking about Aliyah Shel Gadi. So says the Gemara, Kula, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda Shmuel Amri don't approve Rav Shmuel's explanation, because today I'm Reisha Rav Elezer, Sefer Rabbanon, Le Mukmi, they find it difficult to have the Reisha one opinion, the Reisha Rav Elezer and the Sefer Rabbanon. Rav Huna Le Amri, Shmuel and Rav Chisda are not satisfied with Rav Huna's explanation. The Or Aliyah Ka Aliyah Dami, because they hold that the Or Aliyah is considered like the Aliyah Ashmalahu, and not that the Or Aliyah is separate from the Aliyah. But ask the Gemara, Rav Chisda Ma'aloi Tamri, La'amri, why don't they agree with Rav Chisda that the Mishnah is speaking about Dor Agdi, my Kamashmalon, and according to that, what will meet the Mishnah's Pshat? Because Or Aliyah Ka Aliyah Dami. Because the Or Aliyah is meant to eat eaten. And therefore, when you have a machshava on the Or of the Gdi, your machshava is on a oichel, on a food that's meant to be eaten. And if your machshava is on a food that's meant to be eaten, that's why if you had such a machshava, chutz l'zmanay, chutz l'kaymay, you had an improper machshava. But what the point of the mission is that these are considered that the Or Aliyah of a Gedi is considered a food. But ask the Gemara, for that we don't need our Mishnah. Tanina, we already learned this in the Mishnah, Masech Techulan Daf Kuf Chabez Amin Aleph. The Mishnah over there speaks about food and beverages that are Mekabel Tumah and give off Tumah. But the first rule for that to be relevant, it has to be something which is Royal Machal Adam. Has to be something edible. But if they're not edible, then the halacha is that they don't give off tumah. And even a nevela, which is considered a very serious tumah, only gives tumah off and only is royal, it's royal achila. So the Mishnah over there points out, the following hides are considered edible, or shetachas aliyah, the hide that's by the tail. So we see already that Or Aliyah of a Gedi is kebasar. So why would our Mishnah need to explain it to us? So answers the Gemara, so how could Rav Chisda suggest that that's what our Mishnah is coming to teach us? Says the Gemara of Chitzer Itzrich. We still need to have our Mishnah even though we have the Mishnah over there, Masech Techulin. Tzalkadat Chemina, Hani Milin Yatoma, where we saying that Ora Aliyah is considered like food, when we speak about Hilchas Tumah, the Rokach Mitzdarf, since it's soft and it's edible, so it becomes, gets the shear of Tumah Ba'oichlin, Kebeya, Kazayas, Avul Hacha, when we speak about Kachim, where the Torah says the word L'mashcha, the Torah, when it speaks about eating the Karbonus, the Pasuk says the word L'chol Chotche B'nai Yisrael L'cha Nosatim L'mashcha, L'gdula, and from here the Gemara often explains that from here we learn that the Karbonus have to eat, be eaten in a very respectful manner, K'derech Shemalachim Eichlem, the way important people eat. V'lai V'idi D'ma'ach M'lachim D'achli Hachi, and people don't normally eat or Ha'alya, Eimaloi, so therefore it should not be considered something which is Dovah Shadar Kalechol, that should be subject to Halachas of Pigol, Chutzlos Man, Chutzlos Mekaymai, Kamash Malon, indeed not. So if the question is, indeed, if the Pasuk says L'moshcha, K'derech Shemalachim Eichlem, and this is not something which is not normally eaten by Malachim, why is there Pigol on it? So the Sefer Rosh Mizbech explains that the Pasuk of L'mashcha L'gdula is not speaking about the what. The Pasuk of L'mashcha L'gdula is speaking about the how. The Torah is teaching us that Kohanim, when they eat from the Kabbonis, have to eat it in a fashion of G'dula, in a respectable fashion. But what part of the carbon? Anything that's edible is subject to the halacha pigel. Another pshat that I saw from the Seif and the Sivas HaKadosh is that there are two different halachas here. Indeed, when we speak about the halacha of eating kachim, there's a din of lamashcha, k'derech shemalachim eichlem. And according to that explanation, actually, maybe something which is not edible doesn't, the halacha of lamashcha does not apply to that. But here the focus is not on lamashcha, l'derech shemalachim eichlem. Here we're talking actually just the opposite. We're talking about what won't be eaten. We're talking about what's going to become pigel. When we speak about what becomes pigel, the din of lamashcha doesn't apply. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, Rav Chisda said that the Ora Aliyah of the Gedi is Ka'al Yadami. Ask the Gemara, the Brisa says, HaShakras Oila, Laktik Zayis, Mi'or Shetach Sa'alya. If somebody shechs a carbon oila with the intention to shecht a kazayis of the Or Ha'alya, Chutzlum Koimai, Posvein Bekarus, Chutzlus Manoi, Pigel, and Chayovan of Karus. Elazar ben Yehuda ish aveilim oimer mishum Rab Yaakov, the Kenai Rab Shim ben Yehuda ish kvar ikim oimer mishum Rab Shimon, achas or based process. The hide, which is by the bottom of the leg, by behemadaka, vecher or harosh egel arach, or the skin that's on the head of a calf, which is again soft, vecher or shetachas alya, the skin by the alya. Anything that Chazal mentioned or meant when we spoke about the Mishnah Masechta Chulin that says Veilisher is saying to Besorom Lahavi, which comes to include the Arsha Beis Haboshes, the skin by the womb, Chutzlum Kaimi Pasvei and Bekaris, Chutzlum Zmanai Pegel V'Chayavim L'Karis. That's the Brisa. So we see from here early in by the oila, this type of machshava will be relevant. Zevach, but by carbon, all other kabbanas loy. So bishlam el Rav Huna, a coin to Rav Huna that says, or alya is not alya. Hanan the tani, oila. Now we understand why oila is different. Because oila is meant to be put on the mizbeach. And since the oila is meant to be put on the mizbeach, that's why it's, if somebody had a bad machshav about it, there's a pigle situation. El Rav Chisda, Mayir Ka'oila, Lisni Savach, why did the Tana mention Oila? He should have mentioned any Zavach if Or Aliyah Ka'aliyah. Ibais Ema Amalach Ruches, the Ibais Ema Barishal Gedi. We're talking about the Aliyah of the Gedi, and therefore we couldn't say Zavach because the Or Ha'Aliyah of a Gedi is not put on the Mizbeach. What was the Machshavi here? The Machshavi here was that I'm going to put this Or on the Mizbeach the wrong time in the wrong place. But the Or Ha'Aliyah of a Gedi, Rav Chisda says, is not put on the Mizbeach. So since the Or Ha'Aliyah of the Gedi is not put on the Mizbeach, it won't be pigle, only by carbon oil, which is completely burnt and is put on the Mizbeach. He's going to say we're talking about all kabanas, and by all kabanas, take out the word oilam and put in the word zavach, and by all kabanas, the Or Ha'Aliyah is considered aliyah. So Rav Huna's opinion is that the Or Ha'Aliyah is la ka'aliyah. So the Brisk Rav points out there are two ways to understand the opinion of Rav Huna. One is that the hide of a sheep's tail is not burnt together with the meat of the tail because it's considered like the hide of the animal, which is not eaten and not burnt on the Mizbeach. So according to this understanding, in the case of an oila, where the Torah does say to burn all of the entire animal besides the hide, the tail's hide would not be burnt on the Mizbeach, according to Rav Huna, because it's not considered part of the rest of the hide. Rashi, however, says holds that Rav Huna holds that the hide of the sheep's tail is edible, and it's not the same as the rest of the animal's hide, which is inedible. The reason Rav Huna said that the sheep's tail is not burnt on the Mizbeach because there's no chiv. The tail does not include the hide. According to this understanding, in the case of a carbon oila, Rabbi Huna would agree that the Or Ha'Aliyah of a carbon oila is burnt on the Mizbeach with the rest and the meats of the fats of the oila. The only part of the oila that is not burnt on the Mizbeach is inedible Or. But this, according to this understanding, this is considered edible Or. And since it's considered edible Or, Rav Huna would agree that by the carbon oila, just like all the meat is burnt, this would be burnt as well. The Torah in Parashas Tzav says, "V'anois mi'psar ha'bzevach b'yoyim ha'shlishi b'esh yisarev," and continues the pasuk, "V'im ha'oichel yoyachem b'psar ha'bzevach shlomav b'yoyim ha'shlishi lo yirotza, ha'makrav esar lo yichashu lo yipigl yir, v'anefesh ha'chels me'vanatisa." That's a pasuk in Parashas Tzav. In Parashas Kedoshim, there's a pasuk. B'yoyim zavchachem yoyechol, u'mimachras v'anois ayyoyim eshlish b'yesh yisarev, v'im ha'ochel yoyach b'yoyim eshlish y'pigahu lo yirotzoy, v'ochlev avon av yisoy, kes kiddush Hashem chilel, v'nikras ha'nefesh ahu me'amel. These are the pasukim that our Gemara are going to be using to teach us what we're learning here about now, the two machshavas that are make a carbon puzzle, machshavas chutz l'zmanei, machshavas chutz l'mukaymai, and also the very fundamental difference that by machshava chutz l'zman, the carbon becomes pigle, and if somebody chas v'shalom eats from it, there's a chiyuv karis. By machshavas chutz l'mukaymai, the carbon becomes puzzle, but there is no chiyuv karis. And the Gemara now is going to begin to explain how each man the Omer uses the psukim that the Gemara is going to identify to teach us the halachas that we just mentioned. Pasul v'embekaris, says the Gemara, Menani Mili, from where do we know these halachas? Amara Shmuel, so Shmuel immediately says, as we just learned, Trei Kriyat Sivi, there are two psukim, the pasuk and Parashat Tzav and the pasuk Kedoshim, Mahi. So explains Rava. Rava says the pasuk we read in Parashas, Tzav, again, the pasuk that begins, Vim ochel yochel mipsar zavach shlomav, and then the pasuk, that pasuk, he explains, Shlishi, when the pasuk says Shlishi, zechutz l'zmanoi, that the pasuk is referring to when you had a machshavas chutz l'zmanoi. Pigel, when the pasuk says pigel yia, the pasuk is speaking about chutz l'mekaymai. even though we would imagine that the word pigel yia is speaking about what we know as pigel chutzlus manoi, but since we already have a limud for chutzlus mekaymai, since we already have a limud for chutzlus manoi, we say that this pasuk is speaking about chutz. This word is speaking about chutzlus mekaymai. The pasuk continues for nefesh hachelos mimena avoina tisa. Avoina tisa means karis. And even though, as we just said, the pasuk is speaking about two types of disqualifications, chutzlus manoi, chutzlus mekaymai, so we would think when the pasuk says avoina tisa, the pasuk is coming to teach us that by both of them there's a chiyus karis. But since the pasuk says mimenu, which is a lashon yochid, so we learn from here echad v'lo shnayim, only by one of the two disqualifications it is a chiyuv karis, chutzlus manoi. That's speaking about the chutzlus manoi. Lamute by chutzlus mekaymai, even though the carbon's puzzle, there is no chiyuv karis. Ask the Gemara, Veima, v'nefesh achels v'menu is talking about a chutzlus mekaymai. The Gemara asked the obvious question. Maybe for chutzlus mekaymai, there's an einish karis, ulamute, and we're going to eliminate chutzlus manoi, but the chutzlus manoi, there won't be machsheves, there won't be chiv karis. Mestama answers the Gemara, mestabra, it makes more sense, chutzlus manoi odif, the psul of chutzlus manoi is a more significant psul. Why is it more significant psul? This pasuk bay, because that was the first psul that was mentioned in the pasuk. Ask the Gemara. On the contrary, we can make an argument that chutzlus mekaymai adif. The chutzlus mekaymai is the psul for which this chorus, the samachle, because it's right next to the words of avoinai tisa, and that's a bias question on Rabba. El Amar Abaya, and because of this question, says Kiyosu Rav Yitzchak Bar Adimi Amar Rav, Samach Adatani Tana. Rely on what this Tana in the Braisa taught us. Kshoimer, when the Pasuk says, V'imach Yach B'yam Shlishi Piga Yir Lo Yirotza, V'pash K'doshim Tiyu, when this Pasuk is mentioned in Pashas Kiyur, Shein Tam Aloimer, the Pasuk is not teaching us regarding the halacha of chutzlus manoi. Shrei Kfar Nema, the pasuk in Parshas Tzav already taught us, v'me'orcha yachol b'sa'a zavach ha'shlom b'yom ha'shlishi, that pasuk is speaking about chutzlus manoi, and meina inyal chutzlus manoi. So if this pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is not teaching us about chutzlus manoi, because we already know the halacha of chutzlus manoi, t'neil inyal chutzlus mekaymai, use the pasuk to teach us the halacha of chutzlus mekaymai. Omeyit Rachmana, and the Torah, when it speaks by Noiser v'achla v'ani yisab, there's a chiyuv karis by Noiser, and the Gemara will explain how that has to do with pigel lemute, and it comes to eliminate that by chutz mekaymai there is no chiyuv karis. Ask the Gemara v'ema v'achla v'avani yisab z'chutz mekaymai. Maybe again, ask the Gemara when the pasuk says v'achla v'avani yisab, speaking about chutz mekaymai, that there is a chiyuv karis. Ulamute, and the pasuk is coming to teach us that somebody who eats noiser, if somebody eats noiser, he won't be chiyuv karis. Says the Mam Stabra, noiser have a look with karis. It makes more sense to say that the pasuk of karis is speaking to somebody who ate noiser. Lemigmar oven l'chutzlus manoi. The pasuk says here, by noiser, if somebody eats a carbon past the time he was supposed to, v'ochlav avani yisoy, and when somebody has a machshavas chutzlus manoi in parashat tzav, which is the pasuk that Abaye is using to teach us the halach chutzlus manoi, the pasuk says v'nefesh achalos mimenu avani tisop, but here it says karis, and we're going to say that both psukim are speaking about chutzlus manoi and noiser. The Damale, because Noiser and Chutzlus Manoi have the commonality Bezav, Zman and Boima. They're both time-related Isurim. Nicer is that you left the carbon over past the right Zman. Chutz L'Zman obviously means that you had a Machsheves Chutz L'Zman to bring, do avoid the steps of the carbon, certain steps after the proper time. And both of these Isurim apply by a Bama as well. And therefore, the Pasuk is teaching us, and therefore it makes sense to say that the both of them are talking about Noiser, and by eating Karis, and by Chutz L'Zmanoi, there's a Chiyiv, by both of them, there's a Chiyiv Karis. Says the Gemara, we can make a different argument, however. Adrabba, Chutz L'Makayma have a look me b'Karis. Says the Gemara, we can make an argument that the Machshavas Chutz L'Makaymai is where there's Karis. And L'Migbar, and then after we'll establish that there's a Chiyiv Karis by Chutz L'Makaymai, then we'll learn oven l'chutz l'zmanoi, and we'll learn from chutz l'mekaymai to chutz l'zmanoi the domalei, because chutz l'zmanoi and chutz l'mekaymai have four common denominators: migdosh, b'machshava, tzas, dam, and shlishi. Both of them become possible through a machshava. That's what chutz l'zmanoi is, a machshava. Chutz l'mekaymai is a machshava. If, as we learned at the beginning of our shiur, even if you only had machshava on part of the dam, part of the basar, it becomes possible or pigel. They become possible by avodas adam. They become possible by any steps that are done with the dam of the carbon shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. And by both of them, the Torah uses the word shlishi. So the Gemara is coming to say that the Gzeir Shava comes to connect Chutz L'Zmanai and Chutz Mekaymai, and not Noiser. Ella Omer of Yochanan, Tani Zavdi Balevi, the way to understand the Psukim is as follows. The Pasuk V'Achal Avani Yisa is going to speak about Noiser, Das Yekaydish Kaydish. We'll learn the Gzeir Shava this way. Ksiv Hacha. And the Pasuk here in Parashas Kedoshim says, V'Achal Avani Yisa, because Kodesh Hashem Chilav and Nechrasa, the Ksiv Hasam, and the Pasuk says, the Seraphtas and Nois Be'esh, La Yoichla Ki Kodeshi, Ma'ala Halan, that Pasuk that uses the word Kodesh is speaking about Noiser. Afkan, this Pasuk is also speaking about Noiser. Omeit Rachmana, and the Torah said, Gabe Noiser Ve'oichla Ve'vane Yisop, the Mute, that teach us that by Chutz L'Zmanoi and Chutz Mekaymai is Karis, Chutz Mekaymai, there is no Chiv Karis. Says the Gemara, Umay Chazis. So according to this explanation, the Pasuk in Parashat Tzav is speaking about Chutz L'Zmanoi, and the Torah is teaching there Chiv Karis, and the Pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim is speaking about Chutz Mekaymai, and there is no Karis. Ask the Gemara, well, my chazus, what makes you think the Kroa Richa, the Pasuk in Parashat Tzav, which is a long Pasuk, is speaking of Chutz L'Zmanoi, Ushlishi, and the Pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim is Chutz L'Mekaymai, Epechanam, maybe say just the opposite, answers the Gemara. Mestabra Richa makes sense to say that the Pasuk in Parashat Tzav is speaking about Chutz L'Zmanoi, the Gomer of an Oven Menoiser, because in that pasuk it says about v'nos avoinai. The pasuk by Noiser says v'nos avoinai, and chutz l'zmanoi and chutz and Noiser have the similarities. The domalei b'zav that both speak about zman, and the both are issues in the bama as well. But ask the Gemara adrabba aricha. Why don't we say that the pasuk in Parashat Tzav is speaking about chutz l'mekaymai, and the pasuk of Shlishi the Kedoshim to you, the Pasuk says, Michael Yachb Yam Shlishi, the Pasuk Parash Kedoshim will be speaking about Chutz L'Zmanoi, Bishum the Domalei, Samche Vikam Domalei, because the Chutz L'Zmanoi is similar to Noiser, and therefore they're learned together, and therefore we'll learn Dafka by Noiser, there's a Chiv Chorus, and not by Chutz L'Zmanoi. So the Psukim, and how to apply the Psukim, have become very unclear. El Amarava, says the Gemara, a whole new approach. Kula, both the Issa Chutzlis Man and Chutzlis Mekaymai, Mikra, Arich Asyan, I learn from the Pasuk in Parashat Tzav. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'me'ach Yachim Psa'a Zevach Shlomo B'yam HaShlishi Lai Rotza, HaMakar V'yisa Lai Chosh Lai Pigli Yiva Nefesh HaChals V'man Avay Netisa. Ha'achu Yachim, and the way we'll understand the Pasuk, is speaking about B'shteh Chilis HaKos Medaber. The Mechshava by both of these situations is what the Pasuk is speaking about. Echad Achilas Adam, when a person had a mind to eat what he's supposed to eat after the proper time. Vechad Achilas Mizbeach, and when the person had intention to put on the Mizbeach, what he's supposed to put on the Mizbeach after the proper time. The Pasuk says, Mibsaz Zevach Shlomim. The Pasuk is teaching us mashlam mefaglam mizbeach. The dam, because he had a machshava to do the avoidus dam, the zrika, in the wrong time, and that's how the rest of the carbon becomes pigel. Means there are two parts of the carbon. One is, as we're going to discuss extensively in our masechta, there's the matter and the nitter. The dam is the matter. The dam is what makes the rest of the carbon edible, or the rest of the carbon that it could put, what has to be put on the mizbeach. Af kol, the only time where halacha will be, a pigel will be applicable, is when you have mefaglim or mespaglim, when you have a matter and a nitter. So for example, the best example I could think of is a carbon mincha. So we know that when a Yisrael brings a carbon mincha, the halacha teaches us that a kaimitz of that carbon mincha is put on the mizbeach, and the rest of the carbon is burnt, and the rest of the carbon is eaten by the kohanim. That's when there's matter, the kaimitz is the matter, and the nitter is the rest of the carbon. By carbon mincha of a kohen, the Torah says kolol tia, it should be completely burnt. And what that means is that there's no matter in it. It's all one thing, and there won't be pigle. B'yayim HaShlishi speaks about a machshava chutz l'zmanoi. Lo yirotzo, the pasuk is speaking about by the zrika, which makes the carbon have a kapara. From here we learn, katzos kosher ken atzos pasul. Ma atzos kosher ka'atche krivikom matirov. A carbon is not considered a proper carbon until you brought all of the carbon. Af hatzos pasal shikrivikom matarev. A carbon cannot be considered pigel unless you did everything of the with the carbon. If you did all of the avoida of the carbon and you had a machshavas pigel, until then only could be considered pigel. But if you didn't do the entire carbon, then it doesn't become pigel. In other words, and this is an incredibly important concept, that the only time a carbon can become pigel is if the only problem with this pig carbon is the fact that it's pigel. But if the carbon has other disqualifications other than it's pigel, it won't be pigel. Hamakrif said by Krovan Hunifso, another halacha, that the carbon becomes pasul if there was a machshavas pigel when you brought the carbon. That means if the carbon was brought properly, and then after the carbon was brought properly, it became nicer, then the carbon doesn't retroactively become pasul. Oisai, b'zavach hakos medaber, the pasuk is speaking about the carbon becoming pasul, v'ein medaber b'koyin. The koyin, for doing something that makes the carbon pigel, doesn't become pasul because he did something. Lo yichashiv. From here we learn shlo yimachshava by machshavas acheres, that a carbon only becomes pigel if that was the only machshava. But if, let's say, besides the chutz l'zmanai, there was also chutz makayim machshava, then it wouldn't become pigel. Pigel zeh chutz makayimai. Melamed from v'haya, we learn from the staff from zem zeh. That means that machshavas chutz l'zmanai, machshavas chutz makayimai, to teach us that the mitzdarfen, that if there was a chatzik zayis machshavas chutz makayimai, and a chatzik zayis chutz machshavas chutz l'zmanai, they will combine to make it will make the carbon possible. V'nefesh achelz mevan avinu tisoy echod, only on one of them is the chiv karas v'lo shnayim v'eza chutzlos manoy, which is the one that has the chiv karas, the chutzlos manoy, the gama of omen benoiser. It makes more sense by noiser. We know there's a chiv karas for eating noiser chas v'sholem. Could the pasuk says v'oichlav avinu yisoy v'nichras avinu nefesh ahiba me'ah, and since Chutzlos manoy is similar to noiser, as we learned a number of times in our shiur today with Zav, it makes sense to say that by chutzlos manoy is where the Torah says there's going to be a chiv karis and not by chutzlos kaimai.